Last week in Mark's gospel, we heard about our role to prepare the way, for the second coming. And so today we've got a different perspective. We've got it from the Gospel of John. Now it's going to get kind of confusing here because we're going to be talking about the gospel writer John and John the Baptist. And I'm John. So there's three Johns happening here. All right? So we might get a little bit confused, all right? It's like that little shell game. Where is the P? You know, you just, you know. Anyway, went down a rabbit hole there, sorry. But the bottom line is that we have John the Baptist and we have John the gospel writer. Now, John the gospel writer wants to be make it very, very clear that as we heard in Mark, where John the Baptist stepped out of the wilderness and took on the prophetic role that he had of speaking and baptizing and repenting of sins, Mark makes it very, very clear that this guy steps out of the wilderness. John wants to make it very clear that John the Baptist is not the Messiah. Even though he had this great following, he had all these people coming out to visit him, to see him, to be baptized. So it would have been very easy for people to get confused and say, well, we haven't heard from a prophet in over 400 years, and now this person steps out of the wilderness and starts baptizing and talking about a new kingdom. It's exciting. Let's follow him. But John, the gospel writer, wants us to know, no, he is not the Messiah. He is not the prophet Elijah. He is there speaking on behalf of God. That's all he's doing. And so he didn't want anybody to get confused as to who John the Baptist was. And so what does he say? He says, John the Baptist was not the light, but witnessed to the light. Now, if you happen to be counting the number of times witness appears in that gospel passage, 8 times. So it's like that, you know, your spider sensor should go ding 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 ding. Something must be important about this word witness. So last week it was about being prepared. This week it's about being a witness. But a witness to what? What was John the Baptist witnessing to? Well, first, he was witnessing to the great love of God. He was saying that there was one to come who was going to change everything. He was going to be that person to make things different. And John was there, John the Baptist was there to witness to that event. And he says that's what he's to do. He is not the light, but witness to the light. And so the light being Jesus. The second thing is he talks about being a witness to the scriptures, that through the Old Testament scriptures, when John the Baptist was going, he had all that information from Isaiah, from Ezekiel, from all the prophets. He had all that information. And so he was telling the people, through scripture, we will know more about the love of God. And finally, he says he witnesses to the great humbleness that Jesus will show the world. Humbleness. Jesus will go out into the world and he will heal people. He will eat with outcasts and sinners. He will search out the lost. And he will always humble himself. So those are the three things that the gospel writer wants us to know about witnessing through John the Baptist. About the love of God, about scripture, and about humbleness. So how does that apply to you and I today? Well, that happens to be what we're called to do. Last week, we were called to remind ourselves that we are to prepare the way for the second coming. And this week, we are reminded to go out into the world and witness. It's kind of hard, though, isn't it? Especially at this time of year when everything is going so fast. I mean, I was out yesterday and everybody was running around and parking spots were hard to find and people were just jumping into my parking spot. I was waiting for it. But I said, no, go ahead, take my spot. I will take my truck and circle around again. People were just going. But now we're reminded on this Sunday that during these 7 days to get us to Advent 4, we're to witness, go out and witness the love of God, to reinvigorate ourselves with the scriptures of the Old and New Testament, to remind ourselves of why we are going to Bethlehem. And finally, that in our own actions, through our own actions, people will see the love of God in the world around us. So think about that this week. Think about our role as witnesses and give thanks that we have the great example in John the Baptist of what a witness is. Amen.